311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. It's Boxing Day 2021. There has never been a day like this before, and there will never be another Boxing Day 2021. And we give God thanks for how far he has taken us. This is the final edition of the 311 radio show for this year. And, you know, we know how we do. We're going to be wrapping up. With me today, I'm Crystal J. Paul, and with me is Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. Officer Collins, hello.
Hi, season's greetings, Merry Christmas, Happy Boxing Day, everything to you and to all of our listeners on the 311 radio show. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Can you imagine yesterday was Christmas Day? There's been so many festivities, well, family gatherings. I trust that, you know, people would have adhere to the COVID-19 protocols. You know, we know that this virus and its counterparts are waiting to attack and so on. So we trust that everyone would have taken the necessary precautions. It's Boxing Day. We know that some of the festivities continue. Maybe people are home for the holidays. And, you know, we just want to encourage everyone to be safe.
Agreed. Definitely. Yesterday would have, who would have thought? Already Christmas gone, and yesterday would have been Christmas. I trust that every one of our listeners would have enjoyed their Christmas and are continuing to do so today on Boxing Day. And I think tomorrow is supposed to be
a holiday.
The holiday, right?
Yes.
Good. So for those who work the Monday to Friday would benefit from it. So I guess you'd be in good spirits and enjoying today and tomorrow and the rest of the coming days of the year, which are not too many. First, I want to extend a heartiest Merry Christmas to the entire 311 family and apologize for last week. We usually would have had a pre-Christmas show recording. So unfortunately, that was not the case last week. However, on the bright side of that, it was for a good cause. And we, the members of the Barbados Fire Service, some of the members of the department would have embarked on a very good, you know, venture for the person, the Salvation Army. And we would, at this point, I would like to say a huge thank you to them for inviting us to be a part of their project, which would have been to help pack some bikes and so on for the less fortunate. And they invited the fire service to be a part of that initiative. I cannot say how happy I am to have been a part of that. It was really a wonderful experience. And I can't say a thank you enough to the person, the members of the Salvation Army, Wellington Street, were the ones who invited us, and we went across the chief fire officer, divisional officer Fields, and a couple of other fire officers. As a matter of fact, I have to say a kudos to the officers as well who were there, especially the ones who were off duty. There were some who came in. There were some who actually had to work the evening of that same day they came across the facility and then they had to go to work in the evening time. So, you know, kudos to them because this is a busy time. Everybody's prepping and all the last minute stuff and everything like that, family and everything else you have to do. But they took the time out to be a part of such a wonderful gesture by the Salvation Army. And again, kudos to them. They do great work. Oftentimes we tend to either overlook or forget the persons who do things behind the scenes and not looking for any fame from it or for anything. They just do it out of the kindness of their hearts. And, you know, the vibe and the camaraderie and the way in which they go about it, you can see the joy in that they enjoy what they do. And it was really good to be a part of it. And I dare say that I would do it anytime. It was a great experience for sure.
That's fantastic. And it's good to know that the Barbados Fire Service would be engaged in such a venture. You know, we see the Salvation Army, we see how hard they're working all throughout the year. And to know that you're able to partner with them in this is good. It's for a good cause. And
yeah, we were invited, and that we took the invitation, you know, willingly with open arms.
Of course.
So that hopefully that is enough for my apology for not being here last week and being able to record, because we were otherwise engaged, but for a worthy cause. So I hope that you listeners understand the reason why we were unable to record a show last week.
Yes. But we did repeat the show from the week before. And so we pray that it would still have been beneficial to those listening as well.
I am sure it was.
Yes. Well, fantastic. Kudos to you and the Barbados Fire Service in that regard. And we want to encourage people to do this. You know, we want to encourage people to do this. Yes, Christmas Day has passed, but there are still ventures ongoing that people can contribute to and be a part of. And we know there's a Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness and, you know, all these other ventures that people can play a part in. You know, you may not have $10,000 to donate, but you can ask a question: how can I volunteer in some way? How can I be of a blessing? How can I help benefit somebody else? You know, so you can reach out and follow the example of the Barbados Fire Service.
Yeah, most definitely. I think at this time of the year in particular, I don't know about others, but I can tell you personally, it always dawns on me when you see the persons traversing town and, you know, everybody getting the gifts and the hustle and bustle is on. At some point during that season, I always have this moment where I zone out and just start to think about, you know, we've seen all of this, but what about those persons who are not that fortunate? What about the persons who don't know where the next meal is coming, et cetera? And, you know, sometimes it hurts, you know, to think about sometimes, because most of us have enough to know where the next meal is going to come from. We, you know, though things are hard for all of us, most of us have at least some sort of hope in terms of some form of income, some form of something to eat, etc. But, you know, sometimes you have to spare a thought for those persons who do not have. And I think sometimes we often overlook or underestimate the trauma that those persons go through, basically, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's so true. So we can reach out in some way, and no amount is too small, as they say. So we can help. We can always be of help.
For sure.
So it's the end of 2021. What a year it has been.
Definitely.
We have been through lockdowns. We have been through volcanic ash fall. We've been through twice ash fall.
Right. Freak storms.
Hurricane
everything.
Elsa.
Yeah,
you know,
everything else we have had is
a roller coaster of a year.
As a matter of fact, I dare say as a roller coaster last 24 months, because not only this year, but I think we would have had from 2020, it was going south, so to speak. And I think that we really had it. So this year was no different. This year was even a little more drama. You know,
Yes, it was. But, you know, all in all, I mean, we've learned to better navigate what has come our way. And, you know, we must say kudos to the authorities who really try their best, on the frontline workers. You all frontline workers who put yourselves in harm's way so very often. The nurses out there, the doctors, those who are working in the isolation facilities, those who are in the clinics doing the testing. Mm-hmm. You know, we must say thank you. Thank you very much to you all for what you've done throughout the course of the year in keeping Barbados safe, playing your part to keep Barbados safe, and risking your lives, risking your own health, spending time away from your families to be able to do all you had to do this year, and the Barbados Fire Service as well.
Definitely, I would echo your sentiments, because persons, again, we always take a lot for granted and underestimate a lot of stuff. But while you guys are home sometimes with your family, your friends, etc., there's the fire service, there are the nurses, the doctors, the medical, first responders, the frontline workers, basically, who work tirelessly day in and out, day and night, to ensure that the public of this country is safe and often unrewarded. And when I say rewarded, not in a financial or in, I'm speaking, you know, persons underestimate what is done. You know, I can tell you from in our job alone, there are a lot of persons who don't understand what we do, who have not a clue about the real ins and outs of what a firefighter does and so forth. And I know like the nurses as well, they go through it and they're not being, you know, persons are not thankful and grateful for what they're doing because these people are working extremely hard to make sure that we are as safe as we possibly can in the middle of a pandemic. They have families as well to go home to. They run the risk of taking it home to their families because they cannot do like you and say, I'm staying in the house. I'm not going around anybody to catch it. Mm-hmm. They have to work directly with those people who have COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, kudos to those and all of the guys in the Barbados Fire Service, the guys who are there day to day, night after night, fighting fire, you know, and trying to keep the country safe, our police officers, the list goes on. We can't say thank you enough.
That's right, that's right. And even as we think of what we've been expressing here on the 311 radio show and encouraging people to continue to be safe and do what you have to do, and we see the numbers have been going down. We know that we have had cancellations recently from our source tourist markets as it relates to the Omicron variants and so on. So we know that there have been repercussions. But, you know, we just want to encourage people to be safe wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just continue to be safe, please. We don't know what 2020 will bring, obviously. But let's continue to keep the numbers down. Even those, well, think too, Officer Collins, of those who lost loved ones this year from effects of COVID-19, whether or not, but, you know, since you're speaking right now of COVID-19, we just want to offer our sincerest condolences to those families, you know, of over 250
persons,
right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
like we said at the start of the show, it has been really a rough year for, I think, every person in this country and around the world would have had some effect from what has transpired throughout this year. You know, so again, those condolences, those families and everyone else who would have lost, whether it be COVID or otherwise, you know, as I said, persons have lost their jobs. And so it has been a challenging year. However, I want to express though that I think we have, you know, as Barbadians have really been resilient, as the word we've come so accustomed to using within the last year or so, in the last 2 years, I would say, in terms of persons have found other things to do, other means of income. Persons have gone into the entrepreneurship side of things. Persons have uncovered hidden talents that they probably didn't know themselves that they had. So I just want to dwell on the positive sides of what this year would have taught and brought us, because I would say to you for sure that I have seen a lot of persons who have basically taken the lemons and made lemonade out of the whole situation of what has happened.
Or and even lemon cake and lemon chicken.
for sure. And, you know, a lot of new small businesses were forestarted, so to speak, because persons had no other way out and they had to find alternative ways of making ends meet, so to speak. And to those of you, kudos again. Continue pushing on. It's not easy. We all know it's not easy for any of us. But at the end of the day, we still have to get up and go on, as we say, their hustle, so to speak, to make it happen. So, you know, kudos to you all for hanging in there. We have no choice. We, you know, at the end of the day, come what may, whatever happens, COVID, otherwise, whatever the case may be, as long as we wake up and we have breath and we have life, we gotta make it. We gotta make it happen, you know.
That's right.
The show goes on. The world doesn't stop to facilitate what is going on and so forth. The world is continuing to spin. And we gotta go, you know, just find a way.
That's right.
The chief usually says he likes to hear, I can't remember the exact word, but something to the effect of he don't want to hear about the problems. Give him solutions. So, you know, the problems are there. We can't do anything about those, but we got to find solutions. And that's, I mean, I think we've all learned that over this last 24 months that we have to find solutions. once upon a time, I would have been in the studios of Starcom recording this program. Now I'm sitting in my office basically recording the program because technology, we have learned to embrace the technology that was there, but we were not embracing it. So it now says to us so many meetings that we have to physically be there. We can sit in the comfort of our homes and attend these meetings and so forth. So anywhere around the world. So it has had its ups and downs. It has had its disadvantages, disappointments. I can say personally, it has had its frustrations. It has been an extremely frustrating year. And there are a lot of others that they can tell that share that sentiment, but it has also had its learning aspects to it. And we just embrace what was there. You know, we don't know what the future holds. All we can do is, my grandfather used to say, you know, you got, you don't know what you can get, you know? So that's how we got to go and live life. And every day that we're above ground, be thankful. And that's the best way to go about it.
Amen and amen, brother. Yes, that's right. That's right. Oh my, we have a lot for which to give God thanks. And, you know, I want to even take a moment to say thank you to the fire officers, those authorities. I can't remember their names right now, but I'm sure you can refresh my memory as they would have also had their part in the program as well. Throughout the course of the year, we had some voices we never heard from before.
Yes, there were aspects. Calling names usually gets you into trouble because I'm pretty sure you cannot remember all of the officers, but I must say that a number of officers this year would have graced the radio show with their presence, be it from whichever station we've had. I think I heard the chief was on. He actually was on.
Yes, I have the opportunity to interview the chief. I think it was this year. Yes.
I think it was this year.
Yes.
After such a while. I'm sure Natasha was extremely proud that
she
finally got him on. So even from the chief setting that example straight down through the ranks of the department, all of the fire officers who would have been a part of the show. And let me say to you, Chris, there are some officers who you might not have met, who might not have been a part of the show per se, but they would give you feedback. I get a lot of calls, WhatsApp messages from some of my work colleagues. You can talk about this. I saw so-and-so yesterday, and here's a situation you could speak about on the program. So the fire officers, there are some of them who are behind the scenes who may not, they may be camera shy, so to speak. They don't want to come on the program and everybody get a little quirky about being in front of, I don't know in front of what, you're just in front of a laptop, but you know, some persons get a little nervous about it and so on. But to you officers, and you would know who you are, who would message, who would call and say, well, I saw this, I observed this, you can speak about this, or you can speak to this on the radio show. Kudos to you, thanks to you. And the ones who are here with us, who come and actually do the show, obviously, you know, senior fire life safety officer Natasha Ford is here all the time, working tirelessly. Sometimes she's out, she might be on study leave, she might be doing whatever, but she sometimes would do it from home. You know, she goes all out to make sure that this happens. Obviously, the brainchild of the program, Natasha Ford. And obviously, we have our stats man, Mr. Andrew Taylor. I hope, leading fire officer Andrew Taylor. I'm sure he's enjoying his vacation because he too, along with leading fire officer Natasha Ford, they're both on vacation at this time, and I'm pretty sure that they had a wonderful Christmas yesterday and they're continuing to enjoy their vacation. You guys stay safe and continue to enjoy those guys. You know, Taylor does not work in the fire prevention unit, he's in research and planning, but he's always willing if he can assist, if it's something that he sees, he would say, well, look, hey, you guys could deal with this or check this, or you know, he's always assisting the unit. There's, as I said, the officers who do not show their face, like there's Terry Griffith, or leading fire officer Griffith. He's the technical man. He's the IT man who made sure that I can speak to you, the Wi-Fi is working, that we can have this conversation. Persons don't see him, but he works tirelessly behind the scenes, not just in the fire prevention, but all over every station in the Barbados Fire Service. He makes sure that all of the things, when you make that call, he makes sure that, you know, the everything, he's the technical man behind everything. Jamal Patrick came in also, he's part of that IT team. He came in this year also. I think he was on the show at some point. There's also Shalika Charles, who works with Taylor, the stats man. So we, you know, she's also our I think Taylor's understudy stats person as well. and you know, she's always again willing to assist the fire prevention unit in any way possible. So, as I said, I cannot call enough. I cannot call.
Right.
But there are so many persons. You know,
we have to remember the young people from the Barbados Fire Academy and their parents. They were on as well.
Definitely.
We can't forget them.
Definitely the junior fire cadets. Sorry, the fire cadets, because you know we have the fire cadet program.
Yes,
now.
Right.
And all of the...
And Officer Bishop as well.
Of course, Sub-Officer Bishop, who's always willing at the 11th hour sometimes. I will be in a spot and I say, Sub, show me later, but I can try. You know, he's always willing. And, you know, kudos to him and the entire team at the St. John Fire Station, because St. John Fire Station has always reached out. Even if you don't reach them, they would reach out to you to say, well, I want to be a part of, or here's what you're doing, and here's something that you can. The guys at the Barbados Fire Academy, as we say as well, they also... always willing and ready. Station officer Small, he was here.
Yes.
As I say, I
you don't
apologize
want to
for the starting the names, because I will forget. Listen, I am very bad at remembering names, and I do not remember everyone. I want to say right now, anyone who's in earshot of my voice that has been a part of this, a parcel of this 311 radio show for this year or for any time, for the inception to know, I would like to say a thank you big time for what you have contributed. And the listeners, because you cannot forget the listeners. Only exactly. Last week, I was in Bristol. Obviously, I was wearing my uniform, and a lady said, it was myself, Charles, and Patrick, Jamal Patrick. And she said, your guys will be on the show on Sunday. I listen every Sunday. She said, and then she went on to say, it's been a lot of fun. I said, I hope that it's not only fun, but I hope you're learning something. She said to me, of course, I even learned, actually I learned a lot, because I used to have on my fan all the time. I used to have it plugged in all the time. So I learned that you have to plug it out, and I plug up my microwave, and she started to tell me all the things. So it's always pleasing to hear that not only are you enjoying our little funny moments, but you're actually learning this has taken place, as we say in the fire service. And that you are taking something from the program positive, because it's not just a talk shop for us to come here and talk and speak and talk for a service and blah, blah, and make sport. We are here to help you to be safe, fire safe, and safe in general, life safety in general. So it all of those things. So thank you, the listener, for being, you know, the reason why the show has continued for the length of time in which it has. I don't know if I've left out anybody that you can remember that I have not remembered, but just thanks all over for a wonderful year. And we look forward to the coming 2022, where we are going to have more 311 radio shows, more positive stuff happening, a reduction in fires, higher fire and life safety, intelligence. I don't know if that's your word to go with.
All right, there we go.
Persons being more awareness. I think that's the word. Higher fire life safety awareness and persons being more on board. I want to remind business persons about getting your business inspected.
Mm-hmm.
Fire service website is there. You can check the website, www.fireservice.gov.bb, and you can get all of the information you want as it relates to fire inspections, burn permits, whatever the case may be. You can do that on that website.
Also, follow the Barbados Fire Service on Instagram.
Of course. Fire Service, an active page. I want to see more followers. I let me check now to see how far we are. I can't recall out my head the number of followers we are at, but I just want to say to you to continue to follow.
What's the name of the handle?
Right, Barbados Fire Service, at Barbados Fire Service. At Barbados Fire Service, and I would like to see this this page be following increase a little more. Yeah, at 871 followers, we've been there too long. We need to see some improvement.
We've been
growing. Yes, we are growing.
It was a lot. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so but we are getting there. So continue to follow all the aspects of the fire service that you can do. There's always this medium, which is the 311 radio show. Thanks to you, Starcom Network, for patronizing us for the last, it is 4 or 5 years now. I'm losing it.
July was 4 years.
Correct. So four and a half years. Four and a half years, basically, of the radio show and counting. So again, thanks to you, the members of the Starcom Network team, for welcoming us with open arms throughout the the years, you know, in spite that we would have beaten you in cricket, and you have not held that against us. At least not some of you. Some of you haven't held it against us. You've still open. You welcome us with open arms to the program.
So again, sharpening the skills.
Yeah, definitely though. But I am, you know, just happy to be able to shout out to all you people who would have been in some way a part of the 3-1-1 radio show.
Yes.
And thank you very much for all that you have done. Just before we go, quickly, we don't have much time, but I just want to remind persons as we approach the Old Year's Night, New Year's Eve, whatever you choose to call it, celebrations. I know persons are going to be on the road. The Honorable Prime Minister has opened up the given us the go-ahead, the green light on having fets and so on. I know persons want to get up there and enjoy themselves. But please, please, please remember your protocols. We're still dealing with a pandemic. What I just said, I don't know, but
that's it.
We're still dealing with a pandemic. And I want to say, please remember the protocols and adhere to the protocols. And in terms of safety, life safety and so on, and fire safety, don't get too carried away and forget the safety aspects within your homes. When you're driving on the roads, do not drink and drive, all of those kind of things. Please, please be mindful, people. Do not let your guard down. And in the words of the Deputy Chief Fire Officer, one of my recruiting instructors at that time, he always used to say, do not take anything for granted.
Sure.
And that's one of the things that I say over and over on the show. You hear me say it all the time. It's one of the things I've taken from him over the years. Do not take anything for granted. Oftentimes you do that. So please, people, continue to enjoy the balance of the days of this year and be as safe as you possibly can, people.
Safe on the roads, no speeding.
On the roads, no speeding, no drinking and driving. I know this is the time of the year persons have an extra beverage. Mm. Please be mindful if you're going to have a drink. Do it while you're at home. Don't leave home. Don't be drinking and driving. The speed limit, people, we've had a couple unfortunate fatalities and so on this year. Please, please, people, I urge you to, you know, be safe out there. Remember, I know still there are going to be some persons who are still going to be doing their baking and so on, even though Christmas is gone. Some person might still be baking their cake and the other ham, because they know some person's ham is probably gone already. I know Natasha is not going to be very pleased with me saying this, but yes, I know some person's ham.
Sorry, we'll still bring up Easter.
I ain't in love with you, not you alone. But, you know, persons might, believe it or not, some persons probably finished the first one and they're on the second one. So all of those things, please be mindful, you know, to adhere to your fire safety tips and so on within your home, your workplace, etc., so that we don't have any losses and any catastrophes at the end of the year or going into 2022. We want to start with all of us here.
Yes.
In good health and everything else, you know, so that's as much as I can say to you.
Well, thank you very much, Officer Collins, for sharing. And once again, we just want to say a huge thank you to the Barbados Fire Service for all the wealth of knowledge you've imparted over the course of 2021. And even how you've made things better. You talk about IT, you have things more online now. People can do all their, well, most of all their business with the Barbados Fire Service online. Just remind them of the website.
The website, www.fireservice.gov.bb. I'll repeat it one more time, www.fireservice.gov.bb. That's the website. You can, as I said, you can fill out your inspection form so that you can, your inspection request form so that you can, have your business inspected. Remember that all businesses under the Safety and Health at Work are expected to have an annual fire inspection, people. So to those of you who have businesses that need to be inspected, you get your applications in via the website. You can also pay online using the Sure Pay. It is Easy Pay. I can't remember. But Easy Pay, I think, is the one that we're using. But you can also pay online if you so desire. Get those inspection applications. And please do not wait until it is expired. If you know you need, try to get it in at least 6 weeks prior to the next inspection, to the anniversary date, so to speak. Remember, your extinguishers are to be serviced at least once a year. You should check your smoke alarms once a month. Press that test button, test your smoke alarms. All of these little tips, keep them in mind, people. And this is not only for business persons, but for you homeowners, who I'm sure should have their smoke alarms and fire extinguishers. Get them serviced once a year. That's for these extinguishers and for the smoke alarms. test once a month. There's not much time, but so much to say it. I think I've said quite a lot for this little half hour squeeze. So, you know, that's as much as I can say it. And I just want to wish each and every one of you a wonderful rest of the year and a happy and prosperous new year. I hope that it brings new life and good things to all of us as we go into another year, 2022.
All right. Thank you, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins. Thank you, Barbados Fire Service. Remember, if you missed any of today's edition, you can always log on to the podcast on VOB199.com. And you can watch the video recording on VOB's Facebook page after today's show. God bless you and all the best. Have a wonderful ringing in of 2022. Thank you so much, Officer. Bless you.
Thank you very much as well, Chris J, and same to you and same to all of the listeners out there in the Starcom Network world.
All right.
Bye-bye and have a wonderful week.
And still, we have to end off by saying for the last time in 2021.
Remember, fire prevention is our intention.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.